Whoop, there you go. Good afternoon, Chicago, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show on After NU Basketball. Congratulations to the Cats. We're loaded. We are here until 5 o'clock. Sarah Leonard, Remax Suburban, Mike Munson, Direct Fitness Solutions, and Corey Ambrose from Blue Sky Restoration. Start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago.
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're on until 5. It's I don't know where you what it is where you're at, but it's almost whiteout down here in Chicago. So be careful. Driving in was a little slick, and people forget how to drive during the first snow of the year. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We would love to get your calls. We'd love to get your text, and we'd love to get your pictures. So if you've got any pictures, send in pictures. Let's Get Legal coming up after the show at 5 with my good friend John Hansen. Let's start it out here, ladies first. Sarah Leonard, Remax Suburban. You were on with Lisa Dent earlier this week. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
You are taking over the spot to handle all of basically Northern Illinois, Chicago. It's, I'd say, out to Naperville, 59 East into the lake up to Wisconsin. Follow Route 12 when 12 and 59 merged together there. So you're handling that gigantic swath of land for Home Sweet Home Chicago. You were on with Lisa Dent. She made some disparaging comments about my show, which I'm trying to get her on. I've got it on tape. So if she has the time to call in, we will address it with her personally. Your first time on, you're a little sweaty right now, you said. You're a little nervous. Nothing to be nervous about. Corey almost passed out his first show. Look at him. Yeah. He's like on a cruise having a margarita. It's like nothing. It's nothing. So what are you going to be talking about? Welcome to the show. We're very excited to have you, represent that gigantic portion of the listening area. We've already introduced you to a number of listeners who have called our team within that area looking to either buy, sell, or get values on their homes, which you guys do complimentary.
Absolutely.
It's a CMA. What's a CMA for our listeners?
It's a comparative market analysis to understand your home's value given the current market conditions.
And you do that complimentary for anybody.
Absolutely.
Because we have a lot of listeners now. Yeah, it's snowing out. We're probably going to get 3 to 4, 6, 12. Who the hell knows what's going to happen? But it's nothing because we're from Chicago and we knew this was going to happen. But you've got April and May and June around the corner. You have a lot of our listeners who have kids in high school who can't wait for April, May, and June to come fast enough, that are paying $12,000 to $15,000 to $18,000 to $20,000 in real estate taxes on homes that they are no longer going to need because they accomplished their goal of getting their kids through the school systems. And they're going to, as soon as that Johnny or Sally start walking down that aisle, they're going to plant the for sale sign up and get ready to go. So even though it's snowing out right now, it's 20 degrees, it's probably a good time to start looking at that because we're T-minus 90 to 120 days away.
Yeah, it's time to plan.
So what are we talking about today?
We are talking about struggles that sellers face in the market and just some unique solutions to help, you know, offset those fears or objections that people have when they're going to list their home.
All right, shake it out. You're fine. Take a deep breath. You're going to be great. I heard you on with Lisa. If you can handle Lisa, I know she scared the bejesus out of you walking in the lion's den, which we'll take up with Lisa a little later if she has the time to call into the show. If our listeners want to reach out to you, what's the best phone number and best website for them to reach out to you?
Phone number is 224-239-3966, and the website is sarahleonardsells.com.
Michael Munson, Direct Fitness Solutions, you're my guy who handles all, as you could tell, Corey, I'm at peak physical shape here.
You look great.
I stopped over at the Whole Foods to get a sandwich before, and the lady behind me because I'm in such peak shape, handed me the, you know, this bottle and said, can you open this for me? My hand's not working. I thought it was a setup, so I started flexing. I'm like, right. I'm going to rip the top of this damn bottle off. One way or the other, I'm going to crack the glass or this top's coming off. All thanks to Mike over here for getting me in shape and working out in my basement for about a month.
Let's be clear here. I'm not a personal trainer. I just provide the equipment. So
that's right. But
as far as I go.
I just bought a punching bag. Thank you very much. My 150-pound punching bag. All of the equipment in my basement. You do mostly commercial.
Correct.
But if our listeners want to set up a home gym like I did when I built my home, you're the guy to go to.
Yeah, I mean, we sell mostly commercial fitness equipment. During our last couple of years during the pandemic, we sold a lot of home gyms,
yeah,
a lot of equipment to home gyms. So we certainly do. We run the gamut from flooring and mirrors to strength equipment to cardio equipment and everything in between. So.
And you could check the all of above box for
all
me.
All of the above.
Yeah, you gave me the mirrors, gave me the flooring. I mean, the only thing I don't have is you there yelling at me to go heavier.
We're not there yet.
Not there yet. If our listeners want to reach out, how do they reach out to you, guys?
Sure. Phone number is 847-680-9300. Website is directfitnesssolutions.com.
All right. Corey Ambrose, Blue Sky Restoration. Two vans, a blue car, a white car with blue sky, and a gigantic box truck. Three houses down from me in my neighborhood on Thursday and Friday. I didn't want to knock on the door to say, hey, how'd you hear about it? Probably listen to Home Sweet Home Chicago. I didn't want to intrude. But something was going on, and there your guys were. Literally, I'm walking my dog three houses down. I'm like, those guys are in great hands. So, nice job.
Yep, that's a job in process. That's what our job sites look like. We've got these big, beautiful trucks parked outside and good men and women working inside the property. And I'm a little shook. I mean, I look like it, but I just drove through a blizzard to get here.
Okay.
It is really something out there.
Well, there's some broken cookies left on the table over there.
I saw those.
So you could pick those up.
Yeah.
That and $2.50 will get you a cup of coffee. Nobody cares. Okay, this is Chicago.
Yeah.
We all drive through snow to get it. What are you talking about? Because I got Benny in my ear chirping that Kevin, you know, wants to do the news at the bottom of the hour. So what are we talking about?
Oh, I want to talk about this stuff we're going through right now. We've got a blizzard going on Monday, Tuesday. We're going to have freezing temperatures. Chicago just experienced traumatic damages last month on Christmas break with freezing. So we're right in the middle of our kind of busy property damage season with these freezing temperatures.
Okay. Phone number, website.
GoBlueSky.com. That's GoBlueSky.com.
All right, Kevin Wells in the newsroom. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with Kevin Wells. Take it away, Kev. 312-981-7200, MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. After the news, traffic, weather, some commercials, we'll be back.
This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration. Mike Munson from Direct Fitness Solutions. Corey Ambrose from Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. And Sarah Leonard from RE/MAX. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to our website, WGNDavid.com, for all of our contact information and podcasts of previous shows. 312-981-7200. Unless you're Mike Munson's drunk friend, do not call that number. Just want to, we already know, we've already identified the phone number, and you're not making it through. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Top three, two or three challenges sellers face right now in this market. So we went from, let me just like lay it up there for you. We went from a seller's market a year ago. Put it on the market. Your home will be sold in 3 days. There'll be 40 offers. You'll have escalator clauses, and you'll have all of these other things going on right now. And about this time last year, Sarah, we started to see rates creep up. And then we started to see the momentum of the rates creeping up did not slow down. And it went from 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6. It leveled out in the 7s, and now it's come back into the 6s in under 12 months. So now what challenges, you've gone from a seller's market with low interest rates, easy to sell, everybody could finance it if you had a pulse, a good job, and decent credit, and a somewhat of a down payment, or could borrow a down payment, you could buy a house. Mm-hmm. Completely different market today. Rates have, like I mentioned, started sliding down a little bit. We're not entrenched in the sevens as we were in Thanksgiving and towards the end of the year. And it's a complete, it's still shifted to a buyer's market. So what challenges are sellers seeing right now?
So I think one of the common things is when you list your property is everyone lives in their home the way that they're comfortable. You know, 2 years ago, last year, you could list your home really in any condition, and regardless of how it showed, it would sell. Yep. And now that there's more inventory popping up, buyers are getting a lot more picky. And so we do free home staging for all of our clients to help them prepare before buyers come through the house. That everybody lives in their home the way that they're comfortable. And this is something where they'll go through each room of the house with you and spend an hour or 2 hours just offering guidance on what, you know, direction should the furniture be facing, and should there be things up on the walls, should there not. Those small changes can make a really big impact on a first impression and on the photos for your home, which is what everybody uses to decide if they want to tour the property or not.
The pictures on your walls that you think are very nice because you like this kind of artist, or your kid did this, or this was handed down from somebody, might not be the best picture when you go to sell your home and when you go to show your home. Could you dive a little deeper into that?
Absolutely. And in pictures, when you have things up on the walls, it can really make the room feel smaller. People have nice area rugs, but the reality is the rug doesn't stay with the home. The flooring does. People want to see what that flooring is below the rug. You know, there's small things that can make a big difference. You know, people's baseboards can look really dingy. A little paint goes a long way. So just having somebody come in that's really knowledgeable, that can give you that guidance and spend time going through each space and just offer inexpensive solutions with things that are already in your home. Your furniture's already there. Just doing some rearranging. Small things like that that can make a big impact.
How many homes did you and your team sell last year?
We sold about 700 homes last year among the 15 of us.
And compared to other realtors in the area, where does that rank?
We would be number one in the state of Illinois, number eight in the country for closed sales.
Okay, so when it comes to staging a home, I think you've got something, a leg up on other realtors that are going to be coming through to try to talk to our listeners to list their house because of the volume that you sell on an annualized basis. It's really not that deep to figure out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you get a good feel for what's important to people. When you live in your home, certain things may be way more important than they would be to a buyer when coming through. Just to have some guidance so you're not spending time, money, or energy on things that really aren't going to make an impact is really important.
All right, give me another challenge before the break. We got about 2-3 minutes before the break. I want you to dive in into the next challenge. So okay. What's the biggest challenge?
Yep. We have a lot of people that want to do those improvements to their home, larger improvements. So they've lived in their home for a while, bathrooms, appliances, things are outdated, and they don't have the liquidity or the means to do it. We have a company that we've partnered with. Well, they will provide that work up front prior to listing the house at no cost, and those numbers just get worked into the equity out of your home. So if we said you can spend, you know, 15 grand to make 50, but people
really?
We do. Yeah, it's a really cool program, and they can do things as small as refinishing hardwood floors and as big as, you know, doing a kitchen remodel. Everything obviously has to be on budget so that we're not overspending when we're doing that. But we actually have two clients right now in the works doing that. And with the work that they'll put in, which will be probably $15,000 to $20,000, we're going to list about $65,000 higher than we would have been able to had they not done that work.
So on the closing statement, when the loan closes, when the home sells, then I would assume ABC or Tom, Dick, and Harry Contracting Company or Beth, Sally, and Ann, not to be sexist, right? You know, just to, you know, a contracting company would be listed on the closing disclosure to get paid out with the proceeds. Wow.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's a really cool opportunity for people. Obviously, you have to have some equity in your home to qualify for that. But a lot of people don't want to come out of pocket, or they're not able to. And so to have the ability to help provide a solution in that instance to really maximize value, it's great.
That's pretty amazing. Cool. Yeah, that's a cool feature. That's a great feature. All right, we got to hit a break here. If our listeners want to reach out to you, and we've got another 3 hours to go over the other challenges, so don't worry about it. If our listeners want to reach out to you to get more, I did not know. Can I tell you one thing?
Yeah.
That is a huge benefit, especially in this market. When you start putting the hat or the hammer, it's a hammer. The hammer was in the seller's hands for the past prior 24 to 30 months, as soon as COVID hit, right? I sold my house in August and COVID hit early, right? So it started August of 2020. Okay. And it started shifting in 2021 because everybody realized we're not all going to die. Okay. Rates came down even further and everybody wanted to get out of their condos that they were cooped up with. And they were, you know, scheduling time up on the roof and in the playroom upstairs there. They wanted their own green space and open space in the backyard. So it really took off in 2021. It's completely changed 2 years later. Completely changed. And that little perfume on the pig, I know that's terminology I use, but making that home more marketable and get a much more higher sales price for a fraction of what you're putting into it, and you've got the capability of doing that.
Absolutely, and our stager can work with the contractors to make sure that color schemes and all of that, it's a nice neutral palette for when you go to sell. So, yeah, it's a really great program, and we're really excited to offer it to our clients.
Phone number for listeners who want to reach out to. What's the best number?
224-239-3966.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We got a commercial break here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Corey Ambrose of Blue Sky Restoration. We were talking during the last break about Mike's challenge that his father had and Sarah's challenge with her clients that went snowbirds, came back and said, oh, I got a pool in the basement that wasn't there prior to me leaving to go on to Arizona or Florida or my second home in a warmer climate. So let's talk about that. Corey's teed up, ready to go. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
All right, I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Keep the text coming in. They're great. 312-981-7200. Mike Munson's going to be talking about in-home gym equipment and corporate gyms. And if you have a gym and looking to switch it out, or if you have a corporate office looking to set up a corporate office gym, he's your guy. But first, we're going to talk about Corey Ambrose at Blue Sky Restoration. We were talking during the break. Mike's parents went on vacation. Mike, what happened? Explain real quick what happened. It was a great, horrific story, but great story. And Corey's getting all excited over here.
They flew back from Fort Myers and turned the whole house water back on.
So Dad turned it off.
They turned it off before they left and did the whole winterizing process.
So instead of slowly rolling into it, Dad just went there, took the lever, and went full blast.
Right? Probably same thing I would have done for sure. They went to the store to get groceries, came back, and an hour later, their basement was a pool, like you said before. And they were freaking out and looking for the source of the water, couldn't find it. And finally, we noticed that it was coming in from the wall on the exterior wall where the spigot is for outside. So it was a nightmare.
Prime example of why you don't go shopping when you get back from vacation, Corey. So this is what people do, right? This is what our listeners do. They go away, they come back, they did the right thing, turn the whole house water off, probably drained the faucets just to make sure all the water was out so there was nothing there to freeze and to burst. And then genius over here, Dad Munson, Papa Munson comes home, goes full throttle and blows something outside, and now he's got a pool in his basement. You see that every single week.
Yes, we do. That's exactly the type of phone calls Blue Sky is here to receive. When you have property damage, whether it be fire or water like this case, give us a call. Spigot ruptures is actually very, very common, and it may not have been anything your dad did wrong. As a matter of fact, he was taking precautions to protect his home while he was in Florida. Most likely the home was heated, but it doesn't really matter if you're going to do winterization technique, because that's draining all the water out of the pipes, because what you don't want is pipes to freeze with water in them, because they will break. There's no room to expand, and they will break. Now, in this instance, the water was off, and so the break was found when the water was turned on. A lot of times, spigots, due to their design, will actually be broken, and you won't know it until you turn it on. And then if you leave the house and there's a source, you're unaware of it, it's draining into the basement. There's also calculations you can do to calculate how much water came into that house for an hour. And it's always way more than you would think. It would probably, like, to just take a guess without doing the math, probably 5,000-10,000 gallons.
It was a lot. I could tell you. I was there. Yeah. It was not good.
Yep. Tremendous. Hey, but you know what that is? That's clean water. That is domestic drinkable water. It just occurred that moment. So the sooner you start restoration, the better. That's what we in my industry call category one. That means a clean drinkable water source. It also means if you call restoration, if you call Blue Sky immediately and we get out there and start this mitigation process, there's a little bit of wall ventilation, some selective demolition, but you were able to save so much more material. The drywall does not need to be ripped out. Insulation doesn't need to be ripped out. The carpet may be a loss or may not. But the sooner you address it and start the drying process, the better. Because those materials I just mentioned, if, say, the water had ran and been left for 4 or 5 days, a little bit of mold set in, we're no longer in a scope where we can ventilate and save the wall and insulation. We're in a scope where we have to remove these materials so we can get to the structure and clean it and treat it and get it dry. So, and, you know, the restoration guy comes in the studio, and look, everybody's got instances in their lives or families where property damage has occurred. Property damage is something that almost everybody will go through in their life. It just happens. We are humans. We need these clean, climate-controlled buildings. They are completely plumbed and piped with water. But, you know, sometimes things happen. And if there's a water loss and water goes throughout your building, you need to act. And that's what Blue Sky is here for.
Is that the predominant challenge you're seeing now? Is the frozen pipes because of the weather?
Absolutely. So in December, that storm was actually named. That was Storm Elliott. Think of it like Hurricane Ian. It's a named storm that came through the Midwest and plummeted temperatures below zero and withheld for 72 hours. When that happens, pipes are going to freeze, even in heated buildings. Our phones were ringing off the hook, and I don't mean just here locally in Chicago, but I mean all over the Midwest.
Wow.
And we're talking schools, hospitals, government buildings, residential properties. If you looked at a map of Chicago from Storm Elliott in December, you could just put red dots all over it, thousands of them. There were thousands of structures impacted by this freezing temperatures. And guys, round two is coming. We've got this blizzard occurring right now. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of this coming week, we're going to be in below zero temperatures. So keep your homes warm. Keep an eye on things. And anything were to occur, call Blue Sky right away. We are always open. We are here to serve our community. We fix broken buildings.
I want to talk about more of preventative stuff that our listeners can do, preventive measures that our listeners can do after the break. Lisa Dent has been located and will call in about her comment she made to our new guest here, our new expert, scare the heck out of her. And I filed a complaint with the proper authorities. I want to talk to her about it. I don't like to surprise people when HR starts calling. So, you know, Lisa will call in after the break. Then we're going to throw it over to Mike Munson to talk about how to build a gym if you're a corporation to keep your employees safe. And also, I want to talk about Sarah. If you're selling a home and you're buying it from somebody that's selling a home that has equipment in it, but it's got Nautilus equipment from the 80s, which was great in 1984, you know what I mean, when you were wearing your leggings,
right,
you know, shiny leggings and your halter top, which I know that's the way you like to roll when you work out because you like the upper support. It was great in 1984 while you were watching Happy Days and you went downstairs to work out. It's not good today. There's a hell of a lot better equipment 40 some years later. So we're going to dive a lot deeper into that. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Kevin Wells is in the newsroom. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The MedGrid Pros call, text, and photo line. You go to WGNDavid.com. Download podcasts of the show. Kev, couple of breaks. And hand it back to me, buddy.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We are here to help you with any type of challenge you have with your home for the next 3 hours until 5. Earlier in the week, Sarah Leonard, you made an appearance on The Lisa Dent Show. If you don't know who Lisa Dent is, she's a pretty big shot here in the afternoons. Hold on, it's the afternoons here. And she said this. Go ahead, Ben.
Sarah will be on with David Hochberg. We thought we would warm her up before she has to step into the wolf's den on Saturday morning. That's Home Sweet Home Odyssey. She'll have a lot of fun. I love that show.
What did you mean by the wolf's den? Because that I take that as intimidating. One of our new experts prior to appearing on the show. And I filed a complaint, not only with HR, but with the National Broadcasting Association to put you on notice that's not acceptable and unprofessional. I wanted you to know it didn't come anonymously. It came from me. So,
and I'm actually say lion's den because your roar is like pretty loud, but you know you got the heart of a teddy bear in there. I think that when she steps into your show with that whole stout, staunch panel of experts, all male today, right?
Well, we think yes. Well, I haven't done a check. I used to check, Lisa, but that's been frowned upon.
And then she makes this stellar appearance on my show, and I'm like, okay, David Hochberg's met his match.
She's doing a great job. She's doing a phenomenal job. Did you know about this in a pregame contracting gig that she's got, that she'll send contractors into your house that need a little perfume on the pig to make it look pretty?
I love that. Well, you know, David, when I was selling my house, I actually had a pig in my house.
Yes, I know.
hopefully she never encounters somebody like me when it comes to selling a house. It took a little more than perfume to, you know, sell my house. But we, you know, because we run in the same area, you know, in the Fox River Valley, everybody's always told me about her. She's great at what she does.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling. I couldn't pass up the opportunity to bust chops. You know me. It's just my way of doing things and to show my love.
Well, that's why I was getting her ready, because I needed her to know, and I didn't have to bust her chops, because everybody you text in was like, well, if you sold 700 homes last year, why haven't you retired?
That's right. That's right. I wish it was that easy, right? I wish it was that easy.
Exactly.
Are you on Monday? Are you on Monday?
Yeah, I'm on Monday.
All right. Tune in to Lisa Dent on Monday. She's awesome, and thank you for taking time out of your weekend to call into the show.
Just heading into a powwow. I'll see you later.
All right, thanks, my friend. Lisa. Take care, Lisa. 312-981-7200. Corey Ambrose, guy by the name of Mike Dugan, keeps texting me inappropriate pictures on my cell phone. And he sent us this. It's a good thing that you have such intelligent human beings on your show, especially that guy from Blue Sky. He makes the show much gooder. That's a direct quote by Mike Dugan.
Hello, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, Mike Dugan. It just goes to show you that being a firefighter all those years, I think there's still a little soot up top, if you know what I mean. I don't think it all got cleaned out, but he does the board up work.
Absolutely. I've worked with Mike for years and years and years. Mike was a dedicated fireman his entire career. His second career, his later career, is working with us at Blue Sky. He is all of our fire department directors. We get called directly by fire departments all the time.
Right.
I mean, daily. This morning, we got a call from a laundromat fire in Bensonville that we responded to. So fires are so, so prevalent. That's why there's so many fire stations, so many awesome firefighters. And we love working with these guys, because when the fire department calls in to us, we show up with our whole team. We've got firefighters on the team. We've got the board up guys. We've got me, the restoration professionals. So, we appreciate our firefighters, and we appreciate the ones that work with us as well.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. I still wanted you to talk about the preventative maintenance, but I want to throw it over to Mike because he's falling asleep over there because we haven't talked to him in close to an hour about the corporate gyms and in-home gyms and how it impacts the sale of homes and the purchases of homes. And we're going to come back later on in the show, talk about preventative maintenance that our listeners can do if they are thinking about going on vacation, or if they're caring for a home of somebody who is already on vacation or is already at their summer, at their winter home, their second home, down someplace a lot warmer with no snow and palm trees and sunny and clouds and all that stuff, not 20 degrees in a snowstorm. So we will address that later in the show. We're going to take a quick break right now. Michael Munson's going to be coming up next from Direct Fitness Solution. Is your son listening right now?
I think he's playing basketball right now, so no.
How rude.
I don't think so. Yeah, I know.
How old is your son?
He's just turned 12.
He had to go play basketball instead of listening to his old man on the radio?
Yeah, he wanted to come with. He was with me last time.
But, I know.
Yeah, he's
He was telling
basketball.
Me how to run the show. He's like, you should bring the fader down a little more.
Play basketball, then into an indoor soccer game right after, so he's a busy kid.
How old is he, 12?
12,
What's
yeah.
his name?
Jack Munson. Yeah.
And where is he at right now?
I don't know. They're in some gym playing basketball.
Okay, it's good. It's good parenting skill.
I don't know.
I was 12. I gave him the car to the kid. I gave him the keys to the car. Tell him to go to the field house.
We called him an Uber. And
yeah,
sent him down there.
Probably that nowadays it wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
Everybody's doing Uber. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Mike Munson from Direct Fitness Solution, who's helped me tremendously in my home gym with all of my home equipment. When I built my home, Mike built my gym. 312-981-7200. MegaPros, call, text, and photo line. We'll be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
For experienced homeowners who need that little extra help that didn't need it but maybe 5-6 years ago, having trouble getting up the stairs, having trouble getting around corners, having trouble going to the bathroom, a lot of these things you don't think about now. I'm 54 in peak shape, as you can tell.
Exactly. You know it. Wait, what did you say?
I'm in shape.
Rounds
no,
of
you
shape.
Are, you are, you are.
Yeah, rounds of shape.
Well-rounded.
Thanks,
yeah.
Thanks,
you're
Tracy.
Solid like a rock.
Let's turn
you're
Tracy.
You're built for tough.
Yeah, let's turn Tracy Mike off for that.
You're built for tough.
I'm built for tough. Right, I'm an 850.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're here to help you with all of your real estate needs. And a lot of people might not think that a home gym is a real estate need. Let me tell you. When COVID hit in March of 2020, people did a lot of what? They drank a lot more. They bought a lot more stuff because they realized how screwed up their house was because they didn't want to leave their house because they thought they would die. And they put workout equipment and homes, turned bedrooms into offices and turned garages into gyms and turned basements into gyms.
Yeah.
So I know that wasn't a main focus of your business because you're more corporate, you know, handling gyms and corporate gyms
commercial,
and all.
Yeah, commercial fitness.
Commercial fitness. But it became a larger portion during that COVID period just because people were stuck at home.
Yeah, I mean, just think about how many people bought Peloton bikes, right?
Yes.
And, you know, that was the whole big craze of the start of Peloton, too. So, yeah, we've done a ton of home gyms. We've done it all the time, right? So we mainly focus on commercial properties, but we do a lot of home gyms, whether it be rubber flooring to start, you know,
sure.
So you're dropping your weights, cardio for sure. It depends on three different things. It's your space. Where are you going to put it? Do you have a home gym like you, a space in your home for that? Or are you going to put it in an office or a second bedroom where you don't have a lot of space?
Right.
What do you want to accomplish? You know, do you want to just work on cardio or do you want to do weights? Do you want to do flexibility? Do you want to do all of the above? And really, what's your budget?
I'm already flexible, as you know.
Super flexible.
So I don't need to build on the flexibility because it's already built in.
Right.
I'm the rubber band man. So
right.
I needed to build up my strength. So. But you took a blank space.
Yeah. So I saw your space when it was still under construction.
Right.
And we looked through the space and said, all right, what are you guys looking to do? And then from there, we created a 3D model rendering so you could see what it would look like when it's all decked out. And then we have our own guys that do all the delivery and install. And when we left, you guys were ready to work out. So it's a great space.
And you have, and this is important, Sarah, because a lot of our listeners don't realize this. You buy equipment from gyms.
Correct, yeah.
Throughout the United States and, you know, throughout the area and
Midwest,
the United States.
Yep. So a lot of big gyms like a YMCA or a big gym, they lease their equipment, especially their cardio equipment. So after a 3, 4, or 5 year lease, they trade all that back in and we buy that back and we do full refurbish of that equipment if it's still usable.
Sure.
And we sell that to other commercial facilities that don't have a huge budget that need a treadmill and they can't spend $6,000 and they want to do it for $3,500. And we have a full commercial treadmill that's still got a 2-year parts and labor warranty and it will last you quite a while. So we sell those into home gyms as well.
I was in your warehouse in Mundelein.
Yep.
Okay. Last week and the week before.
Yep.
And I rolled in there. You had probably 75 to 80 treadmills
right.
stacked up 10 high yeah. that were just delivered. I bought one of those. I didn't buy a new one. I bought a refurbished one.
You bought a refurbished, you know, certified pre-owned adaptive motion trainer, AMT, which is like an elliptical and a stepper kind of combined. Yeah, so that's what you have in your gym, and it looks brand spanking new. You
couldn't tell the difference. Yeah. Right, couldn't tell the difference.
That's what's great. But if you don't have a big space like yours, you know, there's certainly a lot of other pieces of equipment that people buy a lot of, like Concept 2 rowers. They're long, but they're very small footprint. TRX straps. I know we kind of use a TRX strap for your heavy bag there. And then certainly like maybe a 3x25, you know, vertical dumbbell rack with some weights. So there's a lot of different ways you can get it, you know, get a good workout at home, and you don't have to have an elliptical and a treadmill and a big functional trainer. You can do hand weights and TRX straps and other accessories that we sell as well.
So. What are you seeing now that the corporate landscape has changed? The corporate real estate landscape has changed.
Right.
Where we're still not back down to 100% capacity of workers coming downtown, and all these huge buildings, right? The one we're in right now, 303 East Wacker, just put in a ton of money in a gym upstairs.
And
NBC Tower, I used to work out over there because, you know, our show used to be over there. They've got a gym upstairs, 4 or 5 different treadmills and ellipticals and bikes and all this, and a full weight room.
Yeah.
But the corporate, what are you seeing on the corporate space? Are they coming back?
It's slowly but surely. I mean, companies that had maybe 3 or 4 locations now have 1 or 2, right? But what we did a lot during COVID is our guys moved and spaced out a lot of equipment. And after COVID ended, people really liked that space between treadmills. We used to see how many treadmills can you get in a line.
They were
6 inches apart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After we spaced that out, we're seeing that people like that space and now have come to expect the space between cardio equipment, a big open functional space by dumbbells. So we're seeing a lot of more open, less equipment, which is bad for a sales guy like me, but more open space to work out. So that's a big thing we're seeing.
All right, so getting to a home, I sell 7,000 homes in a year over here. Okay, so you sold 700 homes a year. Okay, say 10 to 15% have home gyms. Would that be safe to say 20%, 100 to 125 have actual rooms dedicated with actual weights and what do I have? A multi-use stage stand?
You have a functional trainer?
Yeah, I got one of those. I got a functional trainer. It's very functional. I got a functional trainer. I got dumbbells up to 75 pounds, and I got all the stuff. I got a space. So what do people do with the equipment that's in there? And should they call a guy like Mike to bring in new equipment that's maybe from this century?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say homes that have basements, probably 30% of those use a space downstairs for a gym. And everybody has good intentions. So everyone wants a gym space. Whether or not they use it is another question. Yeah. But absolutely, I think it's a really common thing that people would want and something they could take advantage of. They probably don't even know exists. I didn't know I could call somebody like you for that. So, and we just moved offices. So I would definitely do a workout room for my staff, but also at home just to have a couple pieces that are really functional.
And people that don't use it, you know, they use it as a laundry hanger, which is also an added benefit.
Drying rack.
Drying rack
is very, very useful. So what are you looking at as an investment? If you're a corporation, right? Yeah. And you've got 100 employees.
Right.
Okay, and what are we looking at? How much square feet is your typical gym, and what's your typical investment? I mean, I know it's all over the place.
Yeah, it is.
But small to large.
Right? Yeah, you're probably looking at like $50,000 to $80,000 worth of equipment for a 2 to 3,000 square foot space. I mean, again, we could go certified pre-owned for all the cardio and cut that budget in half. We could go all new with touch screens and all the bells and whistles and kind of anywhere in between. So it really depends on the space, the amount of employees, like you said, how many pieces of cardio you want, how big and open do you want your dumbbell area and your free weight area, that kind of thing. Flooring is a big expenditure, but we do a lot of rubberized flooring. So that's a big part of our equipment package as well as rubberized flooring for weight rooms.
We got 30 seconds before the break, and we'll come back later on in the show and talk in more detail.
Yeah.
What's the lead time to order equipment, to get equipment? Are you having supply line challenges?
Yeah, we've been fortunate in that. We have Precor, which is a domestic manufacturer. So they're still making most of their stuff in the States. And then we have, you know, dumbbell manufacturers that are a private label line, right? So we have a good access to all that. So you're probably looking at 4 to 6 weeks max.
That's
on most of that stuff, where some of the other manufacturers were having a lot of trouble with the slow boats in 12 to 16 weeks.
It's in a container.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Off a port. Right. We don't know where.
Yeah.
No, it's off the container.
There's certainly some stuff that comes overseas from us, like dumbbells and things like that. But we have a private label line, so it's we have first pick, really. So
phone number for our listeners want to reach out to and website.
847-680-9300. And our website is directfitnesssolutions.com.
All right, we got a couple of texts here. We got a text for all of you guys. We'll answer those after the break. We're going to come back with Sarah, 312-981-7200. We got a question here, Sarah. What would you do with $25,000 in a home if you had to invest to sell it? So hold on. That's called a tease, Sarah. sweat's gone, Corey. Now she's like, let's go, rent me. 312-981. She's shaking off all the cobwebs. She's like, all right, I got this now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Next, the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Throwing it over to Kevin. My hat is backwards, Wells, which means he's ready for some serious news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I want to say one thing. Joe Brand is calling hockey games because John Weidman's got a little throat challenge, okay? And John's a good friend, and we wish John a speedy recovery, but I couldn't be happier for my good friend Joe Brand, who had a birthday the other day while he was calling the Calgary game, and he's doing a great job. So if you want to listen to a great young broadcaster, fill in for John, because John's an amazing, experienced broadcaster. Joe's doing a great job calling these hockey games tonight, and Troy Murray's is the best color guy in the business here. So check them out tonight after Let's Get Legal. 312-981-7200. 708, Mike Munson.
Okay.
Does Direct Fitness Solutions serve homes in the southern suburbs, Tinley Park to be exact? What's the general price of a home gym? So those are two questions. And then something about your 800 number on Facebook doesn't match up with the number that you're giving. So what's the phone number to get that out of the way?
The phone number is 847-680-9300. I know that's it's on my business card right here. 847,
one more time.
847-680-9300.
Okay, so we got that out of the way. Okay, that goes to your warehouse in Mundelein.
That goes to our main offices in Mundelein.
Okay, correct. Tinley Park number 2, do you serve? I think Tinley's within the 6 states.
Yeah, if Tinley's in one of the 6 states, we do it. Yes, we do Tinley Park District. We just did some work down there, but we do Tinley Park as well. Yep.
And to do a whole home gym, right, what are we looking at? $5,000, $2,500? You could go crazy.
Yeah,
15,
you can.
$20,000.
Yeah, I mean,
Doing Smith racks on there with the whole dumbbells and the barbells and the weights.
Yeah, it's a tough question because it really depends on your space and what you want to spend. But I mean, you could do a TRX strap for $200. You know, a Concept 2 rower is $900. So, a 5 through 50 dumbbells is, you know, you're probably looking at $750, $1,000 somewhere in there with the rack and everything else. So it depends on what you want to do there.
You're not a onesie twosie guy. That's more of a Dick's Sporting Good or an Amazon.
Well, if you're looking for 20-pound dumbbells, yeah, go to your local deal. But I mean,
if you want to design a space that you've got to replace what you currently have, Sarah had a great question.
Yeah.
Sarah, it was so great. I'll let you ask it on air. So what was your question?
If we wanted to not use free weights but do upper body strength workouts, what's the best product out there?
Yeah, the one I like the most, and Hochberg has it in his home gym, is a functional trainer. So it's a small dual pulley, fits great in a corner against the wall. I put it in every single gym that we designed because it's so fun. You can use it a million different ways.
You should have me be a spokesperson for the functional trainer.
Yeah.
I could see me being like having the lat pull down bar that you just got me.
In the spandex right after your
class. That's extra.
That'd be perfect. That's
extra. Let's not talk about my clothing because I try to keep that part. But Sarah also had another question regarding selling a home that has gym equipment. What was that question, you know, about taking the equipment out?
Yep. If people buy the new equipment with you, will you remove the old things that are there? Because that's the biggest struggle that my clients have is they buy, the space is awesome, but it's filled with old equipment and they don't know how to get it out and it weighs 500 pounds.
Yeah, that's a great question. We get that a lot because treadmills, you can't fit those through a normal door. You got to be taken apart. Usually you got to go up some curvy stairs and it's a nightmare. So we wouldn't just come grab your stuff and, you know, take it away and say see you later. Usually we grab people's stuff if they're moving and they're purchasing new equipment. We'll certainly do that, and we'll do that free of charge. We usually don't go to a household and just grab a 20-year-old treadmill that's got clothes hanging on it and say see you later, because it costs quite a bit of money to have a box truck and a crew of guys and do all that jazz. So
I had a plug in my ATX ATM, whatever the hell you put in my,
AMT.
Yeah, yes. Backup. I got the initials right there, right. In the wrong way.
Yeah.
the plug got shoved in the machine,
right?
And you're like, oh, just pop the. I'm like, I'm not popping anything off.
Yeah,
because I pop it off, I'm going to crack it. Then I got to replace the thing.
Yeah.
So it cost me, I don't know, $100-some for the guy to come out, because I wasn't popping anything off.
Right.
Okay. Of my machine to clean it up. Right. I'm just saying, you know, you're like, well, you could easily remove it, and then I'm like, I'm not touching anything. First, I'm going to electrocute myself. Second of all, I'm going to screw it up even worse than it is. Because then somebody was trying to clean something around there and accidentally pushed the attachment going to the wall right inside the machine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that's makes my job a lot easier. We have our own service guys, our own service department. So certainly for commercial gyms, they have a treadmill that's down. We're there the next day or the same day even sometimes, and we're fixing that. So I never get those phone calls like, this treadmill's been down for a week. What the heck's going on here?
Right.
So it makes my life a lot easier. Our service guys are awesome.
Okay. And there is, do you have a maintenance program for corporations?
Yeah.
Kind of like your heating and air conditioning system, where you pay one price and the heating and air conditioning company comes out, checks the filters twice a year. Do you have that for office gyms?
Yeah, we have a team dedicated. It's a preventative maintenance. So we do it for gyms. You can do it quarterly. You can do it bi-yearly or whatever. But we have a team of five guys that just do preventative maintenance 5 days a week for us.
All right.
So, yeah.
One more time. We're going to take a quick break, then come back to Sarah, because we had all these questions come in. But so you do go to Tinley Park.
Correct, yes.
And the general price for a home gym can range from $250 all the way, and go to Dick's for that, or Play It Again, Sam, or whatever that Play It Again Sports. Sorry, not Play It Again, Sam. You know, they've got equipment. But if you want high-end stuff.
Yeah, that's going to last you forever. As long as you want it to last. Yeah, I mean, I'd say $2,000 to $5,000, maybe your wheelhouse for a couple of pieces of equipment and maybe even some flooring as well. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the phone number one more time.
Yeah. Let's get this straight. 847-680-9300.
All right. 708. I'm going to give, we printed out your text. I'm going to give this to Mike. He can follow up with you after the show. 312-981-7200. After the break, we're going to come back with Sarah. Here's the text question, Sarah. If someone is looking to sell a home and has, say, 25 G's to invest into the home in order to sell it, what is your opinion, recommendation for the best use of that $25,000? So that's a text question. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. We're going to take a quick break, take care of that question from that texter. And if we have time, we're going to do preventative maintenance. And if we don't have time, we're going to do preventative maintenance after the break. You see how I did that, Corey? That's a part-time professional broadcaster. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine. No, it's not. We're going to take a break. I'm so excited about the news, I preempted it. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
A texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it, because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Just trying to help the kids out here, Mike. 312-981-7200. Before we get to the 708 texter for Sarah, if someone's looking to sell a home and has 25 G's to invest into the home they're looking to sell, what is the best use of the 25 grand? We have one text here from, I think, a friend of yours by the name of Kevin O'Reilly. Question from Mike Munson. I understand you're a struggling golfer, high handicap guy. Can you recommend equipment to avoid having a terrible game like yourself? And I would say, throw it back on the texter here.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the golf partner who's throwing you off and not making you, allowing you to concentrate. And he's such a horrible golfer, it's bringing your game down.
Yeah, he's. If I got an app right here that shows that that is not the the case.
Okay.
But he is my golf partner when we go on the boys' trips, and it's a heavy load to carry, I can tell you that.
I can understand. Yeah. I could tell just from the way that he texts.
Right.
He's challenged golf.
Stone cold giveaway right
you
there.
I could tell.
Yeah.
The way that he formulates his words and his adjectives and his nouns.
Yeah.
As if I know what an adjective and a noun is. I'm just saying it sounds good on the radio.
Yeah.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNradio.com for all of our contact information. All right, Sarah, 25 Gs. Somebody's looking to sell their home. 708 texter. What? It's a loaded question, right? You could have a bathroom from the 70s. You could have a basement that smells like, it's got mold and mildew down there.
Yeah.
You know, what? $25,000. You got a garage that's falling down. You got cracked sidewalks. 25 grand. What do you do with that?
I would say kitchen and bathrooms are the two things that no matter who purchases or lives in a property, they're going to use those things. So kitchen cabinets are a big one. No one wants to have to change those out. You know, flooring is relatively easy. You bring in a company, it's pretty straightforward. Cabinets are kind of a pain. So refacing the cabinets, painting the cabinets, doing something to dress those up. And a bathroom, same thing. It needs to feel like a clean space. So painting, flooring, a refreshed vanity go a really long way. A new shower surround, those little things can make a really big impact. So not substantial investments, but things that when someone comes in, they're not going to feel like they have to make an immediate change. That's the goal that you're trying to accomplish.
I can't wait for you to meet David Haas of Miracle Method. Because he resurfaces, he has a process that resurfaces not only tile and backsplashes and all that and tubs, but he also professionally paints and recoats, resurfaces cabinets.
Oh, wow.
And turns them into brand new. You got to get out to his shop in Addison. It is amazing. So I'm excited to have you meet him. Corey, we teased preventative tips. You've got 3 to 4 minutes. I got to always say that with Corey because he'll go for a half hour. So if you've got some preventative tips, you're thinking about leaving to go to your winter home and you're about ready to leave, turn the water off, number one. Let's say you're already gone and you didn't turn the water off and somebody's taking care of your house. What are the tips for our listeners to make sure? I know it's going to impact your business. It's probably going to drop your sales down because they won't be calling you to fix their screwed up homes because you're going to tell them what to do so they don't have to call you. But what are the steps that they should take if they're already gone or if they're thinking about leaving? Go.
Yeah, you bet. Here at Blue Sky, we fix water damage and fire damage structure. So that is what we do. We restore your house once something bad has happened. And empathy is one of our core values. We don't want you to go through property damage. So if you're leaving town, just keep your house warm. Keep it warm. Don't turn it down too low. If you're in property management or facility management or you're an engineer of a building, you can walk around and you just want to make sure your building or home is buttoned up and prepared for the cold. And I'm specifically talking about this Monday and Tuesday that's coming up. It's going to be so cold. Our structures are going to be tested. The integrity of the structure is going to be tested. And if there's a failure, and David, I pointed out, if you look at that apartment tower just through the windows, they have two windows open and it's 19 degrees.
That's a Lowe's hotel.
Oh, I wasn't going to say their name.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It rhymes with Lowe's Hotel.
Yeah. Lowe's is actually a good partner of Blue Sky. We just had our sales retreat at Live by Lowe's in Dallas, Texas. Lowe's is awesome. I know that tower there. Heads up, you have two open windows. Looks about the 35th and 42nd floor.
Why is that bad?
Well, that tower's heated. We know that. All the towers are heated. However, if one apartment's got a window open, this freezing cold air is going to come in that apartment and can actually freeze just that one apartment or freeze the HVAC that's mounted on the wall or a radiator. We'll have one or two maybe pipe ruptures in that one apartment. But when that occurs, that entire tower is going to flood. And if you look at that tower, if it floods, there's going to be 30, 40 apartments impacted. And that is what we see at Blue Sky. So we'll see sometimes dozens of families displaced in a condo tower. Or I've been in apartment buildings where 160 families are displaced from their home due to a water loss. Mm-hmm.
That is horrible.
It is.
I think that's the hotel part of it. So even if it's a hotel part of it, you've got people in from out of town, maybe going to a wedding or a bar mitzvah or a quinceañera or whatever they're doing here, and they've got their nice clothes and everything, and all of a sudden in the middle of the night, the pipe breaks, and they're running out in their underpants, freezing their tchotchkes off because it's going to be cold. Right?
Yeah, and that's really the other side of our business. When property damage happens, your building is there's so much going on, and people are going to be displaced, and there's a major emergency going on. So we're awesome at responding to that, but that's what we see. We see sometimes chaos, and we can help kind of navigate that dangerous situation. Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Jussie Smollett and you want to run out and get a tuna sub at 2:30 in the morning when it's 40 below with the wind chill, then it's okay. But most of the people probably at the Lowe's Hotel, right, probably would want to be inconvenient. But again, if you're Jussie Smollett and want a tuna sandwich and you want to go around, you know, the corner to get a Subway, which is at the, around the corner from there, you're fine. But again, shut the damn window. What are you doing? It's 22 degrees out. Right? Turn the heater off and take a cold shower. I mean, they should really... I don't understand. I'd be up there if I was the manager. I know you're listening because, you know, Lowe's management, huge fans of the show, obviously. Obviously, they'll be upstairs and you'll see those windows shut. If our listeners want to reach out to you, bud, we got to hit a break. What's the best number?
You can reach Blue Sky Nationwide at 800-266-5677 or goblueSky.com. That's GOBLUSKY.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Does your friend live in Indiana? He put Kevin in Indiana, the golfer.
He's got a place in Indiana and a place down the street here. So
big shot.
He thinks he's a big shot.
He's got 17 different houses and he can't golf.
Right.
All right, but he got enough time to text.
He's got a lot of time in his hands.
I understand. Yeah. Single?
No, he's married. Well, I'm actually having dinner with him and his whole family tomorrow, so that should be an interesting conversation.
Okay, there you go, Kevin. Yeah, and you're paying for this ridiculous comment, wasting all this time on our radio show. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. Next is the news from the Northwest Medicine Newsroom. Kevin Wells, still with the hat backwards, which means he's still serious about the news. Kev, take it away, buddy.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com for all of your real estate needs. We're all on that website. 847. David, who's your friend in Addison that resurfaces kitchen cabinets? Because I am very interested in having that done. I live in Des Plaines, Illinois. Thank you. Always love your show. That gets your text read a lot quicker than the people that don't like the show. I made a mistake. It's on Addison Road in Villa Park. I always do that. It's at 629 North Addison Road in Villa Park, Illinois. His name is David Haas. The name of the company is Miracle Method. And the phone number is 630-832-2250. The number again is 630-832-2250. 50. It's a great company, great organization, does an amazing job. Now, I want to get back to the gyms, and I want to get back to buying and selling homes with gyms, okay? Because some people love gyms. Some of our listeners might, I always say people, I hate using people, some of our listeners might have a young family and don't want to be around the gym equipment due to safety reasons, and they might want to make that area that's currently a gym into a play area for the kids to keep them quarantined off, because the gym's typically in a certain area of the house that's got doors and everything else. But if you're selling a home and one of our listeners calls you and says, I've got this home, whatever, 4,000 or 5,000 square feet, 3,000 to 7,000, 10,000 square feet, and I have a home gym, I have a home theater, I got a 2 or 3 car garage, I got this, that, and the other thing, what's the first thing that pops into your mind when they say gym?
I think it's a benefit.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why?
People always have good intention. No one says, I want to wake up and be unhealthy. I mean, everybody wants to try and, you know, be well. So I think that most of the time, even if they're not used, a lot of houses still have them.
When you go into a house that has a gym, mm-hmm. is the equipment current? Is it dated? or is it state of the art? I mean, what are you seeing? Are you seeing, like I mentioned earlier, with the circa 1980 Nautilus equipment that we had back in the day, the purple pads and all that stuff? Or are you seeing stuff that's a little newer?
Overall, it's a bit more dated for a lot of the homes that have a full gym suite. What we see more updated is people who have like an individual Peloton or an individual machine they just have in their bedroom or in their loft. But the gyms as a whole, you don't walk into a lot of really nicely updated gyms when you go into these ones at people's homes.
So when you were talking with Mike during the break about the service, because you said one of the largest challenges is a realtor. And if you're having it, other realtors, I'm sure, are having it as well. What the heck do you do with this gym with all of this equipment that weighs a substantial amount of weight? Mm-hmm. The equipment's not light, okay? It's bulky. Like Mike said, you have to take the, you know, a lot of the stairs, you're going up an L stair, you're going up two or three level stairs. You can't, you got to break it down. Mm-hmm. And most of your homeowners are not breaking down stuff. They just want to sell the damn house with the stuff in the basement or in the workout room. Mine's in the basement. Right. So, What type of challenges as a realtor selling the home, and for other realtors out there, you know, channel your internal realtor here because this helps Mike out as well. For all of those realtors that have got these rooms loaded with equipment mm-hmm. that you want to sell the home, but most likely that equipment's not leaving.
Yeah, that's what most sellers ask is if the equipment can stay. And for the right buyer, that's a big benefit. But most of the time, if it is outdated or someone has that vision, they're going to want to swap it out. But it is always a concern. Anything that's that big and going through a staircase, which in my experience, it's usually in people's basements or near their bedroom, it is a concern. And so people, you know, we'll throw things on like Marketplace to try and get people to pick it up for free. So if there is a program out there where if they buy stuff through you, you do come and you provide that service before putting in the new stuff, I think that's a huge selling point.
People don't realize, A, how heavy it is, and B, it doesn't fit through a door. Unless you're got a spin bike or a Peloton bike that will fit through a door, most fitness equipment's not fitting through a door, up the L stairs, and through your kitchen, out the garage. It is a process. So luckily,
taking it apart is easy, right? A wrench, a screwdriver, and a hammer, and a sledgehammer. You can take anything apart.
Yeah.
It's putting the damn thing back together.
Moving it and putting it back together
in workable form.
Yeah. Right, correct. Yeah, it's not just simple as plugging things back in. When you take apart a treadmill, all that wiring goes up through the tubes, and you got to put all that in the right space, right?
Why are you looking at me? I'm not doing any of that.
I know.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
That ain't happening. Two things are not going to happen.
One of your pieces came unplugged, and you called me the other day.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. I'm not taking it apart, and I'm not putting it together. Okay, when I buy a treadmill, say, on Thursday at 3 o'clock, have it there. Right. I'll be upstairs. Let me know when you're plugged in and ready to go.
Yeah,
that's
Direct Fitness Solutions got you covered there. So,
for the love of goodness gracious. All right, if our listeners want to reach out to you, Sarah, how do they reach out to you?
224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
Mike, if our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team,
847-680-9300 or directfitnesssolutions.com.
I was supposed to talk about a groundbreaking piece of information that I found out this week that I'm going to share with all of our listeners. It's life-changing. I had no idea, and that's a tease, and I'm coming back with it, and then we're going to talk more about Corey because the folks from Lowe's calls. I got Lowe's management. They want to know what floor. So take a picture and shoot it over to them. So this is going to change everybody's lives. It's going to change the way you see the world. I had no idea I was doing this wrong until I learned it this week that I want to share with our listeners. 312-981-720. This is a life-improving piece of information.
This better be good.
This is amazing. 312-981. Is your mother listening? Your mother's a huge
fan.
She's
listening.
Sarah's like, my mom listens all the time. This guy knows his stuff. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7. What's your mom's name?
Laura Leonard. She's text messaging me right now.
What's her cell phone number so everybody could call her? 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Can you take a picture, Joe, and send it to us?
You want me to do what?
I could when I get home.
Where are you at now, Joe?
Yeah, where are you at now, Joe?
I'm in a friend's house about 10 miles away.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you at your friend's house?
Yeah, what are you doing at your friend's house, Joe?
Nothing you need to worry about.
I'd rather not talk about it on the radio.
I had a feeling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. So, Corey Ambrose, the cold weather with the ice damming. We had, I remember you were on a show that we had ice damming, and it was crazy. Every other text message was an ice damming question. Are we in ice damming season now?
This is it right now. And actually, this weather event we're experiencing at this very moment is going to lead to the ice dams. So right now, we've got precipitation, the snowfall.
What is ice damming?
Ice damming is a weather phenomenon that happens to our structures. When snow falls and it's cold, so the snow stays, all our roofs get covered with snow up here in this freezing cold climate. And then the building or attic space below is heated. So there's a little exchange between the warmth of the structure and the coldness of the outside that lower snowpack will actually start to melt. And when that occurs, it'll sneak past flashing. It'll work its way between shingles. And then there's a thaw and refreeze effect that actually opens a small penetration into the building, and then that snow just continually leaks. And usually I've seen them be small little leaks that can lead to mold, but I've also seen them be huge eruptions of roof failures and just terrible water damage. And what we're experiencing right now is going to lead to ice damming because it's snowing, and then it's going to be followed by freezing cold temperatures. So the snow is not going to go anywhere. And so about a week, 2 weeks from now, the ice damming calls should start. But worse yet than ice damming is actually the super frigid below zero temperatures that we're hitting next week.
What about the 6-foot icicles that we saw that caused a lot of the damage that we had? I think it was 2 years ago. And it was off the side by the garages predominantly.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason for the garage ice damming backup challenge? Or is it just house specific?
Yeah, it really is kind of house specific. But any time it's cold on the outside and warm on the inside, and garages may not be heated, but still, they're warmer than the exterior. So the lower snowpack will melt. And that's when you get the icicles. That's actually the snow melting from beneath and then refreezing. Just imagine that icicle, instead of hanging off the side of the house, it's going just straight into the house, where it wouldn't be an icicle because now it's warmed by the home, but that it's the same effect. It's like icicles come on the inside. And when you get water inside a home and in your insulation and in your attic and in your walls, it's always an issue. You cannot leave water damage unchecked in any of our structures.
Do you recommend safely knocking the icicles off your house to get them away, or is that just a telltale sign that you've got a problem?
Well, safety first in all things. You know, it's fun to knock the icicles off.
Sure it is.
It is.
Until it impales you.
Don't climb on snowy roofs. You know,
Seriously, don't climb on snowy roofs.
For real.
Right. Like, 100%. We're joking, but don't climb on your damn roof. Right? Hire a professional to do it that has insurance to do that. That's what they do. Mm-hmm. Right, you are not. I'm a mortgage guy, that part-time radio host. I ain't climbing on my roof. Right, I'm not climbing on a ladder to even get close to my roof. Forget about it. You're out of
your
mind.
I almost fall off my roof in dry situations.
Yeah,
let alone ice.
Let alone on the ice.
Yeah,
right. With your golf partner on the bottom holding a ladder, Mr. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Big Shot with the 7 houses, going to buy dinner tomorrow night. But if you see the icicles forming on your house, that could be an indicator that you've got bigger problems.
It could be. Yep, it could be. And always a big indicator, let's just dive right into the restoration. It's hard to prevent everything, and a lot of the losses I see are accidental. You know, like I mentioned, 160 apartments all impacted by water. That was a fire started by a dog. And I've seen this a few times where a pizza box will be left on a stove, Dog will jump up, accidentally turn a burner on.
Sure.
That creates a small fire. Doesn't have to be a huge structure fire, but sprinklers go off, and now there's water kind of everywhere.
It's a damn pizza's fault.
Yeah.
If you didn't order the pizza, it's not the dog's fault. You can't blame the dog. It's the damn pizza. It's a freaking dumb owner that keeps the pizza pack. Be a pizza, what is it? Pizza box within range of the dog. Of course the dogs are going to go up for the pizza box. That's what they're trained to do.
Yeah. And, you know,
I'm breaking it down to the
train. Train dogs to go after pizza boxes.
I'm trying to take it away from blaming the dog because we got a lot of dog lovers on this station. True. It's the owner who's pizza box irresponsible.
If he had a salad, it wouldn't have happened.
Right. Eat the salad. Right. Dog's not going for the salad. Like, who the hell wants to eat that? You humans. Go. Sorry, I broke into your train of thought here. I can't believe. Got to take the pressure off the dog. You're blaming the dog. It's not the dog's fault. It's the owner who didn't have to take out salad. There you go, yeah. Mike. Thanks for bringing that to our attention.
Eat clean, you'll be fine.
That's
not that
right.
I do that, but
not that there's anything wrong with pizza. But right. Go ahead.
Clean, you won't have fires.
Right, Corey. Back to you.
Yeah. Well. hey.
You have I completely screwed up your train of thought, didn't I? I apologize. All right, 3, 2, 1. Corey, back to you.
Okay. Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. Hey, I don't know every way to prevent every type of loss, but what I do know is that if you experience property damage, you've got a restoration contractor in your corner, and we have got your back. Look, property damage occurs, and that is what we're here to do. If you need help, never hesitate to call Blue Sky. We are huge in Chicago. We are huge coast to coast. We are your restoration company.
Texture wants to know, why did you change the name? You particularly, because everybody knows it's you. But why did JC Restoration change its name from JC Restoration to Blue Sky?
Yeah, JC Restoration has been working in the Chicago market for 40 years. We merged with Blue Sky December 6, 2021. We merged with Greater Blue Sky. So we went from a large marketing, huge company, JC Restoration, to a national company, Blue Sky. It was a wonderful fit for both of us. Now we're past our first year with Blue Sky, and it's been phenomenal. Blue Sky is the greatest restoration company in the United States, and right here in Chicago. I mean, we are the bee's knees in restoration.
312-981-7200. I'm going to throw it over to Sarah. When you come up to a house that has ice damming, you sold 700 homes last year. I'm sure you sold some of them in the winter, and I'm sure some of those homes or the neighbors' homes had ice dammings, and a lot of the homes were built track homes, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you're having ice damming at 123 Maple, 127 Maple's probably was built by the same builder who used the same materials and has got the same type of challenges that 123 is having, but maybe they went out before the listing and knocked the icicles off. What are you? What brings your spidey senses up when you walk into a house that's got icicles and ice hanging off? What do you do as a realtor? What does that indicate? We got a minute before the break, and if you don't finish, we'll pick it up on the other side.
First, it's dangerous when people are, you know, fussing with the lockbox to get in your door, and it's usually hanging right over there. But it always is a cause for concern if those things are happening. And then if those things are happening, it's what else could go wrong? What else, you know, you just don't know. You can't plan for those things. So taking care of that stuff is really important.
But it is an indicator that you might have problems down the road.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and you can't miss it when you're walking in and you see those huge things hanging.
Sure. You're driving into a subdivision. Okay, of 100 to 160 to 250 homes, right? And all of a sudden, 140 of them have got gigantic icebergs hanging off of their house, and the entire complex subdivision was built by Joe Muckum Schmuckum Luckum, you know, builder. I want to make sure that I don't get in trouble with any builder. You know, try to spell that. You buy a vowel, yeah. Mike. You get a lot of
with an M.
You get your 250s worked with you know with that one. I'm just saying. As you pull into a subdivision, coming this week, you're going to know which houses are healthy and which houses need a little TLC and need a little buttoning up, because you're going to start seeing the icicles hanging off the side of the house. Yeah. And that's an indicator, Corey. As you know, we got tons of text messages. We had 6-8 foot icicles hanging off people's homes, our listeners' homes, and the phone lines blew up because of it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more from Mike Munson. It's going to be the Mike Munson show here, okay?
Love it.
From Direct Fitness Solutions. You find your kid yet?
Yeah, he's in...
You find him?
I looked on my... he's in River Forest.
Is he changing the oil yet on the car you gave
River Forest, I believe.
12-year-old driving a car. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Heavily insured. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Benny, you didn't remind me to talk about my groundbreaking news that you were so excited to hear. So here it goes. I have trouble with my zipper staying up. It just on this one pair of pants. I'm just telling you, Mike Munson, it's a problem.
Yeah. Okay.
So after like 3 years, right, I always wore longer shirts because I liked the way the jeans felt on my body. So I brought it in the dry cleaner. This is great. This is game changing.
Okay.
So I'm like, yeah, listen, I got these jeans. They're nice jeans. I don't spend a lot of money. At Costco, they go on sale. I'm buying jeans, right? I don't spend money.
I'm a huge Costco guy.
On clothes. Yeah. My wife, forget about it. Me, I'll take whatever on the sales rack. Doesn't matter to me. I'm not a clothes guy, as you could tell. Okay? So I bring it in. I'm like, listen, the zipper won't stay up. What's it going to cost to replace the zipper? I don't want to spend $25 on a new zipper. Because I spent $14 on the jeans. I'll take it over to Goodwill and give them to Goodwill, and somebody else will be walking around with the zipper down. So she looks at it. She goes, nothing's wrong with the zipper. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, listen, and here's what she told me. I'm 56 years old. I just found this out. When you zip your zipper up, I would always leave that little tag, that little metal thing, up. You're supposed to put it down.
It locks it into place.
Hello? Yeah. I had no idea. Game changing.
I guess who leaves it up like that?
I've never heard of that before.
Never heard of that.
I never heard of it. So all of you people out there, all you listeners with zippers coming
all
down.
All four of you.
One being included. Ben is like, yeah, that he's shaking. I didn't know that either. Kevin Wells is in the newsroom going groundbreaking. Newsflash. He's about ready to jump in doing a Nexstar blast throughout the entire network. So when you zip your zipper up, okay, I'm touching my little whatever the that metal thing is on my zipper. You're supposed to zip it up and push the thing down, and it locks the zipper into place. You're all welcome.
Aha moment.
Earth shattering.
Right wow. Dude, 56 years old, all my pants, all my jeans, the zippers were coming down. I'm like, what's going on here? I'm like Steve Martin in The Jerk exploding oil cans. I had no idea. Okay, 312-981-7200, 312-981-70. You guys all knew that? You're supposed to put your that thing?
I just checked my zipper. Yeah, I'm good. Solid here.
I couldn't understand why all my zippers were coming open. And I'm just like, I got defective jeans.
Every pair of them.
Every single one. At age 4. Thank you, 847. They didn't teach that to me in preschool. You must have went to a high-class preschool, 847. I was taught that at age 4.
I wore sweatpants until like 8th grade.
So, hello?
Yeah.
You're safe.
Yeah, I was. No zipper problems.
312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to go to Alan. Alan, Chicago. Thanks for calling. You got a question, buddy.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good, buddy. Did you know about the zipper thing?
Nah, I've had that issue. We're about the same age.
All right, well, try putting that little thing down, that metal bar down that you zip. Try it and call back next Saturday and tell me how life changing it is.
It's a game changer. Okay.
All right. So you got a question? What are you calling about, Alan? How can we help you?
I've got a condo which I have a 30-year plan on that thing, and seems like the interest rate's high. It's 6%, 6 and something. I've never looked at changing it, but I mean, I'm just paying a lot of interest in it. Is that something you guys can do if I don't live there at this time?
So you don't live in the condo, and you went through 3 years of the lowest rates in the history of lowest rates, and you didn't do anything, and now you're calling to see if you can refinance. Is that what we're talking about here, Alan?
Yeah. That's
all right.
About right.
All right. Did you have a good nap while the rates were at record lows, for God's sake?
I think I did.
Is it a non-owner-occupied property, or because you're not living? Is it an investment property?
Correct.
Yeah, you're not doing anything, buddy. 6% today is a great rate. You missed it. But I'll tell you what. How much do you owe on your current house, Alan?
I've got that one's actually pretty low because we refinanced it during the time that went down, so we're about 3% on that.
How much do you owe?
About $1.50, I think.
What's your house worth?
About $450.
What's your condo worth?
Yeah. That thing is probably worth about a buck and a half.
And what's it and how much do you owe?
About a buck on that.
100 G's?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, there could have been a play when rates come down to possibly do a cash-out refinance and do a blended payment, a blended average, but it's not going to work for you. I mean, you got enough equity there to pull it off, but right now it doesn't make sense. But I'll keep you in the loop here, buddy, and we'll see if there's anything. You know, we'll contact you when rates come down. Is that okay, Alan?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Sounds good, David.
All right. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product and call back next week. Let me know about that zipper thing. All right.
We'll do.
I'm telling you, and you're very welcome for changing your life. All right, give our friend Alan a Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200. Adam in Aurora. Do you handle Aurora, Mike?
I do.
Okay, he wants to know about legs. How big are your legs, Adam?
I got some pretty sizable quads, but I was wondering, you know, how to get deeper squats in at home. Is there any fitness equipment that'd be suitable for that?
I've seen you run, and you don't have big legs. You are slow as death, almost as slow as I am.
Oh, this is another one of your friends.
Yeah, they're coming out of the woodwork.
They've
today.
Got nothing going on a Saturday.
No, nothing.
To call in and bust your chops.
Yeah, yeah.
What's this guy's major malfunction here?
Oh God, the list
is long. I mean, top three.
He's
sloppy
long.
Eater.
Yeah.
Is he a plate picker?
Unathletic.
Unathletic.
You know? Yeah, not great looking.
Is he married?
Yeah, he is married.
I'm sorry to hear that for his wife. Okay, so there's a whole other thing going on.
He does have two stud girls that are unreal swimmers. I'll give him that.
All right, well, thank God his wife's swimmers. An athlete, because I know it didn't come from this guy's gene pool. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What's the response time with your mother? We do a shout-out, and then 5 minutes later, she texts you that she's listening. Did she fall down and hit the I've fallen and can't get up button? I mean, is she all right?
That way. She's doing okay? Fine.
Is she a little delayed? I mean, what are we... Is she mixing margaritas or
she's
something?
She's mixing margaritas, that's for sure.
For the love of God, let's get some food in her stomach. She's getting a little lightheaded. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. This is what we do.
Yeah.
We talk about zippers. We talk to a guy who's been living in a cave. He missed a complete boat. He refinances his primary residence in the trees, and he doesn't talk to his lender about doing the condo. What's going on? 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Keep the calls coming. Keep the texts coming. Keep the pictures coming. We appreciate it. We're here for another hour and 15 minutes. 312-981-7200. We're the lead-in show for Let's Get Legal, who's the lead-in show to Blackhawks hockey with my good friend Joe Brand and my other good friend Troy Murray calling tonight's game. It's going to be a great game, so listen to it here on the radio. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Go to WGNDavid.com for all the contact information. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimbo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
he
on
looks
here.
Like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. 708, Sarah Leonard. Of Remax Suburban. What are the top three things homebuyers are looking for these days? So now we're going to flip it from the seller to the buyer. So the buyer's got the hammer we talked about during the first hour. What are their top three things that is of importance to them?
I'd say the number one thing is not having to come into a property and do a lot of work. And so to break that down to the top three, similar to what we talked about before, kitchens, bathroom, and flooring. They're not wanting to have to come in and feel like they're cleaning up someone else's mess. So if there is work to be done at a property, you know, you're usually going to sell for a pretty substantial discount versus making a small investment up front, because buyers aren't coming to closing with a ton of cash on hand right now. They're mortgaging. We're seeing 3% and 5% as a down payment.
Sure.
And so because of
that. You know
that,
why? Because they can't.
That's right.
Yes, they can.
That's right.
Leverage.
But the biggest thing is that buyers are excited again. You know, when we were in, you know, October, early November, they were really leery of what the rates were doing. And now that we've seen them come back down, for us personally, we have over 35 homes under contract right now just with buyers. And we're seeing more multiple offers. We're seeing them act a lot quicker than they were in, you know, September and October. So we've really seen that bounce back. People want to capitalize now and understanding that a 6% interest rate is still historically really low.
And the other thing is you're buying the house and you're renting the rate.
That's right.
Because when, as quick as they took these rates up, and the Fed just went from 3.25 up to 7.75 really quick within a year, okay? I mean, it's not even a year. It's been three quarters of a year. In order to slow the economy down, and we're starting to see signs of the economy slowing down, right? Inflation is still bad, but it's not as bad as it once was. So now we're doing backflips. Even though inflation's bad, it's not as bad, right? So you're ugly, you're just not as ugly, right? I guess that's what it means. Okay, but we're not back to where they want it to be. So they're going to continue to tighten and keep a foot on the throat of the interest rates to slow the inflation down. Once that happens, all these people that were getting laid off in Silicon Valley are going to need to get jobs, and they're going to need to lower rates so these companies can hire all these people back, or they're going to have to find other jobs to go to, maybe become fitness salespeople or mortgage professionals or work for J.C. Restoration, or which will be Blue Sky, because if they did work for J.C. Restoration, it would be going back in a time machine because it happened over a year ago. I caught that. That was good. Nice, smooth transition to clean that aisle, mess up in aisle five.
Perfect.
But you are renting, you are buying the house, you are renting the rate. You could always refinance when rates come down, because nobody thought they'd go down to 2.5% on the 30. Did they, Sarah? Have you ever seen that selling homes? Nobody ever saw those rates that low, and you are 100% right. Mm-hmm. There are listeners listening right now that bought homes in the late 70s, early 80s that had 13, 14, 15, 16% rates, and they're like, 6%? Hell, that's one-third what I got. Yeah. It's probably
that's
your mom
steal.
Who's still drinking the drinking the margaritas and the quesadillas. We don't know what's in either one of them, but she's feeling good. But that generation and older have experienced substantially higher interest rates. And what happened back then? The interest rates came down, the economy took off again, and away we go. So everything is cyclical. And I just read this morning in Barron's that a lot of pension funds are over-leveraged in stocks, and they're going to be taking money out to buy more bonds. When more monies go into bonds, the yield goes down. What happens to the yield? The rates go down with the 30-year fix. So in the future, the rates will come down. You buy the house you like. The inventory hasn't gotten any better since 08, when everything was blown up in 08, right?
Right.
Home builders went out. We haven't had cornfields and soybean fields and huge track plots of homes being built. There's one by you. They dropped the Hobby Lobby off of 60, yeah, and they're putting houses up over there.
Yeah, town centers are blown up. Like,
I couldn't believe that. Yeah. I came to your shop. I'm like, look over. I'm like, there used to be a Hobby Lobby over there.
Right
by the NAF.
The Hawthorne Mall there, they're putting up apartment complexes,
yeah,
and movie theaters and bars and restaurants, doing town centers all over the place.
Completely, yeah, changing the way real estate is. Okay, so that's one. What's another? Buyers.
Home gyms.
Home
gyms. They'll sell real fast.
Home gyms. Heated garages, home gyms. No, stuff that people can just move into. Our listeners don't have to deal with. And I'll tell you another thing is, instead of taking price reductions, get closing cost credits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get a closing cost credit. Because I got a guy right now in Elgin. He's listening right now. He's living in a home. It's about a 100-year-old home. It needs to get the basement done. So PermaSeal's out there today to give him a quote. He's been living there for 5 years. He's like, yeah, the house is worth $130. I'm gonna buy the house for $100, but I got to do the basement. I'm like, where are you going to come up with the money? He's like, well, I'm going to have them drop the price. I'm like, well, that's not the way to do it. Because if they drop the price, you still don't have the $10,000 to fix your basement.
It's come out of pocket, right?
Right. So I said, why don't you figure out how much it's going to cost? Probably $10,000 or so. Have your seller, who you've been living there for 5 years, fix the doggone house, bounce the price up to $110, and then you finance the cost. He wants to sell it to you at $100. Buy it to him from $110, have him pay PermaSeal, whatever the cost is, and then you got your basement squared up. He's like, well, it's been leaking for 5 years. I'm like, well, that's not good. That's not good, number one. B, that's not good in terms of health.
Right.
You know, you've got mold and mildew. You're living in a sick house. So all of these closing cost credits is the cat's meow when it comes to buying a home.
Yeah, and I think that buyers are just wanting sellers to be more flexible. You know, the last couple of years, buyers had no leverage in this market. And now, you know, they want, before sellers could close, rent back for free, leave their firstborn child. I mean, there's anything that they wanted to do, they could do.
Yeah.
And now that really is, you know, we're seeing that all fade away. And so just having a normal negotiation, just having a healthy exchange when we're doing these contracts is just leading to a more stable market. And it's encouraging buyers to get out there. So many buyers just signed leases and they said, I don't want to deal with this. Their budget's 300. They're shopping at 300 and paying 370 for a home. That's starting to change now, and it's just encouraging buyers to filter back into the market.
All right. 312-981-7200. Your mom texted in. My husband and I are listening. We love this crew today. Sarah is awesome. So that's, I take it that's your mom chiming in, 773. That's probably your burner phone. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and phone line. Will you bring her down for one show?
Absolutely.
Will we have to sedate her to get her up here?
Margaritas for everybody.
Absolutely. You're on next Saturday. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We are going to throw it over to Kevin. Is that Kevin Wells? Who's in the newsroom? Kevin Wells.
It's me.
Still with the hat backwards.
Still with the hat backwards.
The news is next from the North. Are you doing any Blackhawks now because Joe's broadcasting? You got any pre- or post-game responsibilities?
So I've been helping out with intermission reports here and then. Not a solidified spot. Just whenever they need me to plug and play, I've been doing those for them, helping them out. So because Joe's doing a great job on the intermission. He needs a time to breathe.
So who's doing it tonight? Are you filling in for that or no?
I believe Kevin Powell is doing intermissions in post game tonight.
Who's that?
He's our sports guy in the afternoon.
I know Kevin Powell.
Yeah, I know.
I love him. All right,
love Kevin Powell.
The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Mike Munson from Direct Fitness Solutions. We've got some text messages for you and Corey Ambrose from Blue Sky Restoration.
Blue Sky Restoration. Contractors.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. WGNDavid.com.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We are making a difference today, changing our listeners' lives. You know how I know, Michael?
Zippers.
Zippers. 630-354-PM today. Thought I was the only guy with zipper falling down challenges. LMFAO. I don't know what that stands for, but I'm not going to try to break it down.
Right.
Keep up the great work. You're welcome, everybody, with zipper challenges out there. I'm changing people's lives. You're like, during the break, why did you talk about that on a real estate show? Because I'm an impactful person that wants to change people's lives. And you walking around with your zipper down with long shirts, it's a challenge. I've been doing it for 30 flipping years, and it just came to my knowledge point here. Drop the lever down on your zipper, and it locks it in place.
I'm going to have a complex now, just always checking my zipper every 5 minutes now.
District 63 didn't teach us that, no. Okay? They taught us how to take naps, how to write A's, B's, and C's. Nothing in District 63. It should be standard in all grade school.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Okay, 312-981-7200. Robert, you've got a rental property question. Then we're going to get over to properties exploding in displays across the street where I grew up and in the neighborhood that my best friend Jess Handelman lived. But you've got a question about rental properties. You've been hanging out for a long time, Robert. How could Sarah and I help you?
Well, I had this house originally, and then I got with my wife, and we bought a different house. I kept it. Rented it out. Then we bought another house, sold the house that we were living in. But eventually we paid this house off, the rental house off, and I got about $200,000 equity in my current home that I live in. But I don't want that other house to be counted as an income. Would it be beneficial for me to take a loan out against that house at the rates they are now for something?
All right, so hang on. I got to understand this. Sarah and I have to understand. You have property A that you used to live in that you became an investment property, a rental, when you bought property B, correct?
Correct.
And property A is paid off?
Yes.
Is property B paid off?
We paid off the house that we did live in, and we put $200,000 down on our current house that we do live in.
Okay.
And we're paying a 2.35 interest on that.
That's pretty good.
For about $45,000.
Okay. Are you still with
that's
the wife?
Finance.
Well, hang on. The most important question is the wife still around?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you don't sound too happy. Is everything okay in the relationship?
Oh, she can't get rid of me.
Okay. I don't know. You better watch. If she starts giving you brown rice and she starts drinking dark bottled, you know, beer, you might want to check the rice. That's all I got to say. I've been watching a lot of headline stuff.
We're heading into Chicago to go to the Korean. She's Korean. We're going to the Korean restaurant where she usually buys about 40 pounds of rice.
Okay, well, I'd have her eat the rice first, if you know what I mean. All right, so what do you want to do now? I'm trying to understand this, Sarah. What are we doing here?
The other house is paid off, so all that rent is going to come to us as an income, correct?
Correct, yep.
So at the current rates, can I take like an equity loan out in that to maybe... I don't know.
How much are you looking to do? How much are you looking?
I'm looking to retire in a couple of years, so I don't know if it's going to be beneficial for me to pay the income tax or to pay interest on a loan that I take in the equity of that house.
What are you going to do with the money that you take out of the property A? What are you going to do with the money?
I don't know.
Well, here's what I would recommend. Sarah, agree with this or not?
Could I pay off my house?
Yeah, but it would be a much higher than what you've got now. So that would not be a good financial move. Okay? So here's what I would do, Bob. First of all, I'd make sure the rice you eat is clear and doesn't have any challenges and you don't have any internal bleeding after tonight. Number two, I would then come up with a plan on what you would do with the money that you're thinking about taking out of your house. Because whatever money you take out of the property A that's paid off that's now an investment property is going to be triple what you're currently paying on your primary residence in the twos, which makes absolutely no sense.
Okay.
Agree, Sarah?
Agreed.
Okay. Yeah. So I would first figure out what you want to do, how much money you want to take out, and what you're going to do with the money, and then come back to me after you figure that out.
Okay, versus just calling it income and having more taxes taken out of my work check to compensate for that, correct?
That's a question you got to address with your tax preparer. Sarah and I are not qualified and do not give out real income tax advice. Okay? So talk.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, no. I want you to do the right thing here, and I've got ethical standards in my industry not to give out tax advice. I'm sure you guys have it in the real estate industry that we are not CPA certified. Public accountants, and I would direct that question to your tax preparer, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. Thank you, and hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, okay?
Oh, thank you.
All right, buddy, and say hi to your wife.
Absolutely.
And check the rice. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got to take a quick break, come back with the house blowing up in Des Plaines, which is unbelievable. It's a row house at the corner of Greenwood and D, right? Golf, D, and Greenwood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's just west of D Road. It's Greenwood. Is that Greenwood? Or is that what it goes in front of Main East? I'll figure it out. It's definitely off of Golf Road, just west of the 76 station, across from the Flagship Apartments, which is no longer Flagship Apartments that I grew up at. I grew up right there, okay? So we're going to talk about a gas explosion in Des Plaines and how you were on the scene after these messages. 312-981-7200. Is your mom still awake?
She's on it.
She's on it. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
News team, assemble!
Ron Brown, I just want you to know, I do like David Jennings. I have feelings for you as well.
That's great, because David Jennings is a great guy. I admire him very much. And to be in that company is quite a compliment.
I can't do this without my news team.
And that guy, Kevin, he still has got a little thing to go.
He's a great guy. I love that guy. Yeah, he's fantastic to work with.
Yeah, he's all right.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Kevin Wells, at least you made it on the list.
I was going to say, I mean, that was a couple months ago. Where am I at now? Just, or am I a little higher now?
Well, compared to Ron Brown and Dave Jennings and the great Steve Bertrand, I mean, come on. And then you've got Don Klempin to jump over, and that's a lot to jump over.
Yeah, that's a lot. We do have a stacked newsroom here. That's for sure.
Right, and plus he's got the hair on his back, so you got to get traction. It's a whole other thing with Klempin. All right?
And come on, Klempin's a Packer fan. I'm a Bear fan.
That's what I mean. With the hair on the back, it says it all right there. No, but you're a good guy. We'll keep you.
I think you're a good guy too. I like this show. I listen even when I'm not here.
Well, I appreciate that. You and Sarah's mom. So we just doubled our listenership. That's great. And all of Mike's drunken idiot friends driving their kids around while they're drunk and stoned, you know, listening to the show. That's nice. That's good.
Real great.
That's good. It's a nice crowd to run with. 312-981-7200. There was a house explosion 2 weeks ago about two and a half weeks ago.
Yep.
It was after New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
It was at Potter. I think that's what it was. Potter and Golf Road, right? My best friend in the whole world, Jeff Hanlon, grew up in those row houses. I've been in those row houses. I rode my bike around those row houses when I was a young boy. There was a house explosion there in the middle of the afternoon. Unbelievable that nobody was injured because everybody was gone.
Zero injuries.
And it leveled how many houses?
Well, so I happened to be on that scene. We were called out by Cook County and the fire department to, you know, a lot of times in a fire, you respond to board it up, to cover the garage door, to cover the broken windows or hole in the roof. But this one is different because the building,
house is gone.
It exploded.
Yeah.
And so we wrapped it with a fence, but we had to board up surrounding properties that got hit with shrapnel from the explosion. Yeah, and it really, truly is amazing nobody was injured, because I have been on many fire scenes, but this one was unique. This was the first time I've seen an explosion like that. This was a row home, four homes. This unit was in the middle, and I mean, from what I was getting reports on the ground was there was a gas leak inside the home filled with gas, and then spontaneously just exploded. Now, I was there, and I saw the building, and on my way to the building, I saw a picture of the fire, and I remember texting to my team saying, well, that's going to be a restorable building, because we restore buildings. We don't always knock them down. We can restore Blue Sky. We can restore so much. And even seeing an active fire, I said, okay, that's a building that likely can be restored, but when I showed up, I was like, it cannot.
It is Potter Road. I just looked it up. It's Golf and Potter, and it's on Noel, and Noel Street is the east-west street. Off mm-hmm. a Golf Road. It's scary. And those are all row houses. I didn't mean to cut you off, but it is Golf and Potter, for everybody not knowing that's from the area, knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, it's terrifying. To talk about the structure, like restoration, when I saw that explosion, it actually moved the foundation of the buildings. It blew the roof back. It moved the walls that are the neighboring condos.
Yeah.
It pushed them in. You can just tell that structure is no longer structurally secure whatsoever.
You got to take, what is it, four or five attached there?
There's
six
four.
Attached?
This one was four.
Four. So you got to drop the entire.
Well, I do believe that building's already been raised by the county.
Wow.
Hold on.
You wake up, you leave work.
Yeah.
And you come home and your house is gone.
Yeah.
And then the other three houses are condemned unsafe to live in.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. No, nobody at fault. Nobody at fault at all. Again, luckily nobody was seriously injured, but that is four families that immediately lost their homes.
Yes.
Immediately. Yep.
And then all the surrounding, listen, you could touch the neighbor. It's mm-hmm. it's literally 20 feet from the backyard door to the next backyard door. Am I right? They are as close as you could possibly be.
Yeah. And, you know, the neighboring buildings are fine. The fire didn't spread. Fire department got out there quickly. It was really the explosion event that created the damage. And, you know, the neighboring buildings had, like, broken windows or, you know, little kind of damage is not so severe. Just a little
Well, thank God
touch-ups.
The firehouse is three blocks away down Potter Road.
Yeah.
It's right down the street, North Main Fire District. So God bless those guys and gals for getting in their equipment and getting out there. That it is amazing that nobody died. So what happens from a restoration standpoint?
Well, there, you know, in a loss so severe, there isn't anything to restore. That building is coming down. In fact, Cook County made the call that evening.
Wow.
They you could just tell. This building is so structurally damaged, it can't be repaired. So
you go in and get your clothes out, or you're done? It's a hazard site. We're taking it down.
No, yes, and I don't know exactly how it played out there, but whenever there's a fire scene like that, the county or municipality is going to step in, and they're going to kind of grant or deny access. Now, they will let people in to retrieve items as long as the structure is safe. So I would assume the other three were probably allowed in to grab some things.
Oh, but my God.
It would have been like a supervised get in, get out type of moment.
Could you imagine that?
I could not imagine.
I mean, that is just amazing.
Yeah, that's really the worst of the worst. Now,
and nobody got hurt.
Nobody got hurt.
That's unbelievable.
Nobody got hurt at all. And I met the owners of that condo, and they were wonderful people. And just as you said, the mister was at home, and the wife was actually out of the country. So nobody was home, and the family that lived in the one that exploded, they're fine, and so were all the neighbors.
That's all that matters.
I can imagine getting home if you're the wife, like, what did you do?
What did you do?
Did you cook again?
Yeah.
There's no doubt. Oh, you're getting blamed for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Your wife can't open up a twist cap, but you're going to get blamed for blowing up the house.
Yeah, sure. There was a gas leak.
Sure, there's a gas leak. Yeah, you and your golf buddies, you know Kevin O'Reilly, big shot. You know, didn't turn the gas off and lit a cigar.
Yeah.
And blew up our house.
Yeah.
No, but in all seriousness, there's no home. And I saw the actual explosion because I was getting a fire inspection at our office, and the fire inspector came by, and he's like, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm late. Check this out. He's like, I had a fire in Niles. I'm like, well, you know, he's like, check this out. I'm like, that's not Niles. That's Golf and Potter. That's where my best friend grew up. Mm-hmm. He's like, wait a minute, you're right. I'm like, yeah, I know. I know those houses.
Yeah.
He's like, nobody got hurt, but the actual explosion, it came out. It was a big flash, and the house was gone.
Completely gone, blew out all the walls, pushed against the neighboring. Yeah, and you know, that's why I would think that a fire professional or me and the restoration professional, it's like one that sticks with you because it's not common to see such damage so quickly. Fire departments are used to responding and getting the people out of the house and putting out a fire that just is maybe, you know, a room or two or one area. It's not a complete structure has been removed so quickly. And
So if our listeners want to put you on speed dial, we got to hit a break here. What's the best number?
Yeah, that's the point. We don't want anything ever to bad happen to your property, but keep Blue Sky top of mind. Save us in your phone. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on LinkedIn. We are the company that if you sustain any kind of property damage, give us a call. We're always open. We are Chicago's premier restoration company, and we also have coast-to-coast service in this United States.
Phone number again.
Phone number 800-266-5677. Website, Go Blue Sky. That's spelled GOBLU Sky. And I'd also direct you to Facebook and LinkedIn. Give us a follow.
All right. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Kevin Wells, who's a really great guy and even better broadcaster.
Oh, thanks.
There you go.
That's very nice of you to say.
Clean that up. I cleaned that up nicely.
Perfect.
I kind of left a mess in aisle 5, and I cleaned it up. If I do, pat myself on the back. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Man, this is 4 hours and 45 minutes. I want to thank Northwestern for speeding through that basketball game,
killing Nebraska,
more pressure on us to carry this load here until John takes over. Let's get legal coming up in 40 minutes. 312-981-7200 text message here. I have $3,000 to invest in a home gym.
Okay,
I'd like whole body workout and a cardio piece of equipment.
Yeah,
what does Mike recommend? $3,000.
$3,000.
Whole body workout equipment, right?
Yeah.
And a piece of a cardio
You know, cardio, you know, treadmill, sure. Or the ATM that I have.
Yeah, a 3,000 with a treadmill is not going to get you very far. We certainly have certified pre-owned ones that you could do. But I would go with a spin bike or a bike, upright bike, or a rower for your cardio. They're small footprint, so especially if you don't have a ton of space. Fit perfectly in the gym.
Are those bikes that have got the levers with the big...
The air bikes.
Yeah, with the fan.
The Airdyne bikes. Yeah, those are inexpensive. They're $700. So a rower is $900. Now, you can get a top-of-the-line spin bike that's used for $1,000 or less. So
there's
options to get cardio equipment, and you don't have to spend $5,000-$6,000. I would go with a weight set, a 5-50 with a dumbbell rack or a TRX band and some bands and balls and call it a day. But you can do all that for under $3,000 and maybe even throw in some rubberized flooring for dropping weights.
That was my high school band names, Bands and Balls.
Bands.
It was my garage
band. I heard you guys. Guys were good.
We were huge.
Yeah.
Until the garage blew up in Des Plaines. Nice job, Corey.
No practice space.
But can they go online to look at equipment, or can you send them links to items like you did for me with the punching bag and all the other stuff?
Yeah, you can go online to directfitnesssolutions.com. My info is on there, so you can certainly send me a text or an email, and I can certainly I can come out and assess your situation and suggest some things, or you can certainly just email our company as a whole, and they'll get to me eventually.
Whenever I needed something for my gym, and I am a hypochondriac.
Yeah.
You didn't have to agree so easily and so quickly.
Sorry.
The response time's amazing. I know I'm not a corporation, and I've got, 30 treadmills, but you take care of the guy that you set up the gym for, like you did in my house. And the service is great, and that's why I had you on as a thank you for everything you did for me. Because if you could help me, and if you could help other listeners like you helped me, that's great for helping out other listeners.
I appreciate that. I grew up in my first job out of college was in hospitality. I learned pretty quick in hospitality. You get back to people really quick.
Yeah,
it seems to be a pretty good ideal there.
Job security,
yeah. And I want to get back on the radio, so that's why.
Smart.
Yeah, texting back really fast.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
312. First time listener today. Second time texter. This Hochberg guy sounds all right. I'll tune in more often. Also, my wife is Chinese. That's great advice on the rice. You're saving lives. You see?
Zippers and rice.
You can all thank me later. You might not think I'm making a difference, but I'm telling you, I'm making a difference. Okay? The guy out there who thought he was the only one with the zipper down, you see? The little trick. District 63, it should be in your curriculum.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying.
Curriculum.
Thank you. That'll be on a rejoin because Benny's checking this off the box. 312-981-7200. Benny, let's hit a break so we got a long stretch to get us out of here. We're going to take a quick break here. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is the longest show in the history of Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're breaking records too today, Mike Munson. That's what we're doing. Did you find your kid yet?
I did. He's at soccer now.
Soccer
in Libertyville.
How'd they do in the basketball game?
Not great. I'm not going to lie. They got their doors blown in.
But how many points? 30 points?
I didn't get all that information. I got a weather update, and the basketball team did not do well.
Okay, maybe you should
We'll get them next time.
Maybe you could switch to swimming like your friend with the two girls.
Yeah.
Okay, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break here so we can come back and have all of the experts in studio leave you with a nugget of knowledge before the end of the show. I need like an IV or something here. I'm exhausted. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MegaPro's call, text, and photo line.
I can't talk.
I don't understand the whole concept.
It's magical.
I don't speak freaky deaky Dutch.
You understand what I'm saying. I want you to tell the contraception story.
Wrong word.
Yeah, whatever. It began with a C. Let's not get critical here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We like to have fun, okay? This isn't John Williams that it's all buttoned down, Lisa Dent, Bob Surratt. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We just kind of let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And they give me enough rope to choke myself, and I haven't gotten to the end of the rope yet. We're getting close a couple times, and I always joke that Dean Richards is taking a nap in the green room, and you never know when he's going to burst through the door to take over the command of the train here. But so far, so good. All right, Sarah Leonard, we got 3 minutes. I want to focus on 3 minutes of everybody talking about their specialty, right? And we talked about home buyers, we talked about home sellers, we talked about staging, we talked about a number of different things that you cover, and that a lot of our listeners, I didn't know that you had the preparation of preparing a home, because here, let's dive deeper into that, because I think that's fascinating. If you're going through a divorce, and this is divorce season, right? You just got done a whole year with your spouse. You couldn't take, you're going to give it another year. Oh, we'll give it another Thanksgiving, another holiday, get better. Mm. It never gets better, okay? And then you get to the point, I've had one. I had my cup of coffee 18 months. Bing, hit the bell. I couldn't get out fast.
I didn't know there was a season.
Oh, there was. January. almost 50% of marriages end in divorces, okay? So you've got a huge...
It's an encouraging show.
It's just, listen, I recommend getting the first one out of the way early, okay? That's just my recommendation personally. Put the Rorschach test out there for the first one. Second one, you kind of learn your lesson, right? Google Rorschach test, you know what I mean. Okay, a lot of therapy as a young man, as you could tell, Mike. All right, I'm just saying. So it's divorce season. Now, a lot of listeners have kids. They want to be close to the kid.
Yeah.
Now you have to get equity out of a home. So the party that's leaving the home, the husband or the wife, whatever, sometimes it's the wife stays in the home, sometimes it's the husband. It's 50-50. How do you deal with those situations? Especially this time of year.
Well, in terms of maximizing value for them.
Yes.
That
and dealing with the whole mishigas with the stress and the emotions. Yeah, the emotions are the number one thing, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then you've got like, I'm not talking to them. How do you deal with that, trying to sell a home and buy a home?
Our job is just to make the process as easy as possible. So to understand someone's motivation with whatever it is, the reason that they're moving, and then find out how we can take the stress out of that for them. So if it is maximizing the equity that they have, maybe that is putting in a small investment, whether it be floors or appliances. And because we have the services to do that with no cost up front, that alleviates a lot of stress off people. Everybody feels confused as to how to prepare their home with how they're living in there and their kids' toys and all the kids' belongings that are everywhere. You know, how do you do that and prepare to have people come through and not only see the way that you and your family live in the property, but envision themselves there?
Sure.
So it's just to really identify where they need the most help. And then with whatever that is, we can always provide a solution for them. Our job is just to really listen to see what they need and then make sure we can, you know, help them accomplish whatever goal it is that they're looking to achieve.
While taking the emotion out of it, and it's just a business transaction.
Yeah, and compartmentalizing. So you just start with one thing. What is the first thing we have to do to start this process? Whether that's the staging, getting a contractor out there, whatever that looks like, or getting them excited on where they're going to go, getting pre-approved,
yes,
looking at properties to buy, just so they have a vision as to what the next place will look like, which will motivate them to get ready for the sale. So figuring out what that is and then compartmentalizing the process really makes it a lot more manageable.
Started out sweaty and nervous, ending doing 4 hours and 45 minutes later. You all right now?
Feeling great.
You good?
Ready for a margarita.
Okay. We could call the paramedics and tell them to stand down.
That's right.
If our listeners want to reach out to you and your fine team, how do they reach out to you and your team?
224-239-3966 or sarahleonardsells.com.
Michael Munson, the different services that you guys provide throughout different organizations, from the corporation down to the new home builder,
yeah,
or new home buyer wanting to build a gym or replace a gym. Why don't you go through it real quick?
Yeah, whether it's a home gym you're looking to do, like with your process, your home was being built when we checked out the space, or it's an existing commercial facility, what we do is we come in and do design and layout consultation. So checking out the space or existing space, is it ADA compliant? What type of equipment's in there? Working with architects on getting the electrical in the right spots. That's a big thing that a lot of people overlook is, I want to get a treadmill for my house. Okay.
Where are you going to plug it in?
Where are you going to plug it in? Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part.
I want to watch a TV while I'm on the treadmill.
Right.
Where are you going to plug it in?
TVs are always a big thing of people want entertainment while they're on the treadmill. So doing the design and layout and all that and working with architects is a big part of it. Then obviously it's the equipment, deciding what pieces of equipment to purchase. And then from there, it's installation and service. So we don't outsource anything. It's all done through Direct Fitness Solutions, whether it's our install teams or our service guys after the fact.
Do you offer financing?
We do. We work with third-party guys that just do fitness equipment all day.
Got it.
So we don't do it internally ourselves, but we have partners that we can hand it off and do it for you, for sure.
So if a company wants to come and invest 50 to 100 grand and they don't have 50 to 100 grand lying around because it's first quarter and they might be short cash, you've got a financing option.
And it's been a really popular option lately where I'll give you a quote for, say, $100,000 worth of equipment. I'll take those quotes and give it to two or three different providers.
Good.
Come back with a quote and then hand it off to the customer.
So, phone number and website.
Yeah, 847-680-9300 or directfitnesssolutions.com.
Highly recommend. You're great at what you do. Your company's great at what they do.
I appreciate it.
Corey Ambrose, Blue Sky Restoration and Construction.
Restoration contractors.
Okay.
Almost.
It began with the C. Give me a little flexibility there. It took me 4 hours and 45 minutes to get that almost whatever. With your nugget of knowledge on the way out the door.
Yeah, good evening, Chicago. And I've been wanting to say that because usually it's saying good morning.
Good morning. Afternoon.
I'm also glad to be here in this record-setting show, David.
They have just given us... You're having fun.
Yeah. We have complete control of this radio station right now. Okay, Blue Sky Restoration, let's be serious. If you guys ever have serious damage to your home or business or building, please remember the name Blue Sky Restoration Contractors. We are here local in Chicago. We have 50 offices coast to coast, and we are always available to service you if you have property damage. And I'm talking those fires that we've got freezing damages coming up. There are going to be broken pipes in our market next week. It is going to happen.
Put this number in your phone. Go. Put the
800-266-5677.
Listen, put this number in your phone. Put this number in your phone. You are going to have a pipe break. Somebody's going to, that you know is going to have a pipe break. Somebody like Mike's parents are going to come home and didn't have a pipe break until Mr. Forcible over there fires up the entire, you know, water system and starts popping things unintentionally. He's going to need, he had a pipe break. It's not like your dad plant. Listen, you turn the water, you turn the lever down, you turn the lever up. You don't think something's going to break.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I'm busting your dad's chops here.
He's in Florida, so he probably
he can't hear anyone. Yeah. Right. Plus, he's got a bad hearing and his hearing aids are getting charged. But stuff like that is going to happen.
Yeah.
Put this number in your phone. Go.
800-266-5677.
One more time.
800-266-5677.
Tell your mom to put the margarita down. And now she put it down. There's a delay. One more time for Sarah's mom. She was like, I never need this. Trust me, sweetheart, you're going to need it. Go ahead.
Blue Sky Restoration Contractor. Save the number. 800-266-5677.
All right. This is David Hockrick. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you sticking with us during the snowstorm. Everybody be safe. We'll be back to our regularly scheduled time next Saturday. Thank you for sticking with us for the 4 hour and 45 minute show. You all hit the record books. We never went this long. I don't know how. This is ridiculous. Coming up next, John Hansen. Let's Get Legal, then Blackhawks Hockey with my buddy Joe Brand and Troy Murray. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. Thanks for listening.